memories of Palm Sunday slowly ebb from our minds, we move from the procession into Jerusalem, and on Holy Monday we wonder what Jesus will do next. Let us travel with him. Let us find out. We light a candle to remind us that the light of Christ is always with us. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Let your ways be known upon earth, your saving power among the nations. Blessed are you, Lord God of our salvation. To you be glory and praise forever. As we behold your Son enthroned on the cross, stir up in us the fire of your love, that we may be cleansed from all our sins and walk with you in newness of life, singing the praise of him who died for us and our salvation. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever. And our evening reflective hymn is My Song is Love Unknown. Of the evening. We remember that this evening will be holy, good, and peaceful. Let our prayer be with one heart and mind. As our evening prayer rises before you, O God, so may your mercy come down upon us to cleanse our hearts and set us free to sing your praise now and forever. Amen. Our first reading comes from Jeremiah chapter 7, starting at the first verse. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord, stand in the gate of the Lord's house and proclaim there this word and say, hear the word of the Lord, all you men of Judah who enter these gates to worship the Lord. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, amend your ways and your deeds, and I will let you dwell in this place. Do not trust in these deceptive words. This is the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord. For if you truly amend your ways and your deeds, if you truly execute justice one with another, if you do not oppress the sojourner, the fatherless, or the widow, or shed innocent blood in this place, and if you do not go after other gods to your own harm, then I will let you dwell in this place, in the land that I gave of old to your fathers forever. Behold, you trust in deceptive words to no avail. Will you steal, murder, commit adultery, swear falsely, make offerings to Baal, and go after other gods that you have not known, and then come and stand before me in this house, which is called by my name, and say, we are delivered, only to go on doing all these abominations? Has this house, which is called by my name, become a den of robbers in your eyes? Behold, I myself have seen it, declares the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. In We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you. By your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Christ committed no sin, no guile was found on his lips. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By your holy cross you have redeemed the world. By his wounds you have been healed. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you. By your holy cross you have redeemed the world. The reading from the New Testament comes from Matthew chapter 21, starting at verse 12. And Jesus entered the temple and drove out all who sold and bought in the temple. And he overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold pigeons. He said to them, "It is written, my house shall be called a house of prayer, but you make it a den of robbers." And the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. But when the chief priests and the scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children crying out in the temple, "Hosanna to the Son of David," they were indignant, and they said to him, "Do you hear what these are saying?" And Jesus said to them, "Yes. Have you never heard? Out of the mouths of infants and nursing babies you have prepared praise." And leaving them, he went out of the city to Bethany and lodged there. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. A powerful motion of Jesus going into the temple, dramatically explaining the temple is not for trade. I often wonder whether we set up one of the stores like B&Q or Homebase in the middle of a cathedral, whether that would seem right. I doubt it. And Jesus is focusing his energy at this point at the seat of worship here before the Holy of Holies and saying, we have to change. We have to change as to how we come to God in our prayers. That we try not to say the prayers just because we say them, but because we mean them. So Jesus is clearing out the old world perhaps. How are we clearing out our own clutter? And what stops us from clearing out that clutter sometimes in reaching God? How can we be childlike ourselves that out of our own mouths we can profess God as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? Dramatic stuff at the beginning of Holy Week. How will the rest of the week peter out? Let us pray. With faith and love and in union with Christ, let us offer our prayer before the throne of grace. Have mercy on your people, for whom your Son laid down his life. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Bring healing and wholeness to people and nations, and have pity on those torn apart by division. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Strengthen all who are persecuted for your name's sake and deliver them from evil. Look in mercy upon all who suffer and hear those who cry out in pain and desolation. Lord, be with your people wherever they are on this world. In the pandemic that we are facing, encourage us to be noble in our responses, to help heal, to help to give hope, that we bring comfort to the dying and gladden their hearts with the vision of your glory. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Give rest to the departed and bring them with your saints to glory everlasting. And let us commend the world for which Christ died to the mercy and protection of God. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. The collect for the week of Palm Sunday. We pray, true and humble King, hailed by the crowd as Messiah, grant us the faith to know you and love you, that we may be found beside you on the way of the cross, which is the path of glory. So standing at the foot of the cross, let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Wherever you are this afternoon, this late evening, may the peace of God be always with you. And may Christ, who bore our sins on the cross, set us free to serve him with joy. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.